Good morning, everyone. Good to be in God's house one more time today. God bless every one of you this morning. If you would, please turn to Psalms, the 45th chapter. And while you're turning there, I want to tell you this morning, I want to tell you again, good morning. I want to tell you it's truly a blessing to be in church with everyone here this morning. Truly a blessing, and I cannot overstate that, cannot overstate it enough. Just thank the good Lord to be with each and every one of you this morning. If you would, when you find Psalms 45, would you please stand in honor of God's word this morning, please? Psalms 45, we're going to read the 7th and the 8th verse, if you can stand. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloe and cassis, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank you for your mercy. I want to thank you for your love. I want to thank you for what we feel here this morning, Lord. And Father, as Mike had sung that song there, everything changed in a moment of grace. And I thank you, Lord, for that moment. It said, behold, all things become new. And Lord, we praise you for your grace. We praise you for your love. We thank you for all that you do for us. And we will give you the praise and the glory and the honor that you so rightly deserve. In Jesus' holy and precious name we ask. And amen. And amen. You may be seated and thank you. You know, down through the week, Nancy, all these people in academia, I learned two big words this week. I want you to understand it. I learned two big words this week. I want you to understand, you're going to be so proud of me. So proud of me. I am hippopotamus happy. And I am elephant glad. I'll tell you, the Lord has blessed me down through this week so much. And you don't get any bigger than that. Amen? I want you to understand that this morning. You know what? Thank God. Have you ever known someone? Have you ever known someone that had a grin on their face? And the only reason that it was there is because it was painted on there, or because they had a mask on, or because they were getting ready to do something to somebody. I've known people like that. I'm here to tell you this morning, that's not the case with me today. Praise God, I was saved, I'm born again. God has blessed me beyond measure. Hey, say that I'm glad this morning, because God is real, He is true, He is faithful, and praise God, we got everything in the world to be happy about this morning. The grace of God, the love of God that passes, the peace of God that passes all understanding. I'll tell you, down through the week He had been dealing with me. You know what? I'm just here to tell you this morning. They all say, I am happy this morning. If you want to say, I am hippo happy, amen, that's what I am this morning. And I praise God for His love and for His mercy. I've been around those who are only happy, Greg, if everything's going right in their hemisphere. I've been around them before. If every little thing's going right, that's the time that they're happy. Aren't you glad this morning that we do not have to be happy because everything's going right in our life, but because Jesus Christ lives in our life? I'm happy this morning because He lives in there, Larry. Not because about what's going on in my life. There are times in my life when things don't go well, but praise God, I can still be happy. How about you this morning? You know what? Everything's not going to go perfect in our lives every time. Every day, don't listen to these preachers out there that try to tell you everything's perfect after you become saved. Everything will be just right, because that is not the truth. I'm here to tell you, God said, He said, I will go with you through it all. And that's what He does. That's why I'm happy this morning. Not because everything's going right. Let something get out of kilter in somebody's lives, some people's lives, and you know what? They're lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. They're just so down because, you know what? They don't understand that Jesus Christ came to live and to die for our sins, and that should make everybody happy this morning. There are two perspectives I want you to follow this morning. I want you to listen to this. One is seeing this. Are you happy because you're obligated to be happy? Greg, whenever you were teaching that this morning, this is what I put in. Are you obligated or are you looking at it as a privilege to come here this morning and serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? How you step up to this challenge can tell me and can tell you how you feel and how happy you are in your life, how blessed you feel in your life. Do you feel like that you only come here this morning because you had to come to church this morning? I hope and pray you didn't feel that way. I hope you didn't come here this morning because mommy and daddy made you come. I hope you didn't come here this morning because everybody else in here expects you to be here. I'm here this morning to tell you, praise God, Jamie. I'm here this morning because I love him and because he loved me. Man alive, I praise God, I cannot explain to you how God has dealt with me down through this week on this. The Bible says, the psalmist said this, I say this quite often. He said, I am glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. I didn't get up this morning feeling like, oh my, I got to get up out of bed and go to church. I did not get up that way this morning. Amen. I hope you didn't either. I hope and pray that you had a desire. I hope and pray that whenever your eyes opened up this morning and you seen a brand new day, and that the Lord is sitting, and the Lord has opened it up for another day of blessings in your life. I hope and pray that you feel that way. Not just because, I hope you're here this morning, not just because of the church building. I hope you're not here this morning just because of the people or not just because of the music. It's all good. I understand that. I hope you're not here because of the teaching or the preaching. Praise God, not just because it's your duty to be here. Well, it was my day to teach, so I decided I wanted to come because I got to be here because it's my day to teach. You know what? Praise God, it was my day to preach. Amen? But praise God, I didn't even feel like, you know what, that it is a burden to me to come out here and to give God's word to the people this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. I am hippo happy. Amen. I am elephant glad this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Because we serve that kind of a God this morning. Not because... I hope you feel it's a privilege to come out here and to serve such an amazing God this morning. I hope you can say that in your life this morning. I hope you can say that in your heart. I tell you, it is a privilege to come to serve God here this morning. But guess what? It's a privilege to go out of this church and to serve God out there in the world. It's a privilege to serve Him when you go to work tomorrow. It's a privilege to serve Him when you're at Walmart sometime down through the week. Praise the Lord. What an amazing God that we serve. What an amazing God that we serve here this morning. Isn't He awesome? Let's give Him a hand this morning. Amen. What a God that we serve. Over in Psalms 47, 1 and 2, it says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of the trumpet. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over the earth. You know what terrible means? It means that He's awesome. God is awesome. Oh, we'd like to throw that word around today. Boy, there's things awesome. There's things that are awesome. My wife likes to tell this story. She loves to tell it. I know she's going to start laughing about this. I went to go have a procedure done, and of course they give you that medicine. And I'm bed half in twilight. And she says, I sat up in bed after I come out, and I said, man, this is awesome! Then I go back to sleep. I did that like two or three times, and she continually tells me about that and laughs about that. But praise God, I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't need drugs. It doesn't have to be drug-induced. God is awesome. It's a privilege to serve a God like that. It's a privilege. Folks, we live in a time when people struggle with happiness. They do. People, they struggle with gladness. They struggle with just being satisfied. Amen? You don't have to look far. Look around you. Look at all the self-help books that are out there. Amen? All these self-help books, they're out there. Preachers even write them. I don't know. I don't know if I can write one or not. But you know what? There are self-help books out there. Praise God, I have read the best self-help book there ever was. It's right there before us. And all that we have to do is take advantage of God's Word. And I'll tell you what, we can be glad. We can be happy by reading God's Word. We live in a nation that has so much, yet struggles to be satisfied. We live in a nation like that. God has given us the way, the truth, and the light in His Son Jesus, and it's right here in His Word. Oh, say that I'm glad this morning. Oh, say that I'm happy to serve a God like that this morning. It absolutely has nothing to do with our outward circumstances. This happiness that I'm talking about this morning absolutely has nothing to do. Our outward circumstances sometimes will affect us. I understand that. But when you get right down to it, it is not the only thing where our happiness should be based on. That's absolutely nothing. As a time of that right, if you go over to Philippians, the book of the Philippians, if you get it in Philippians 4:4-9, I want us to read this. And I want you to understand this. This book was written when Paul was in prison. He was in a Roman prison. I cannot say this enough to you. You say, well, how can you be happy in prison? Listen to what Paul wrote in Philippians 4th chapter, the 4th through the 9th verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And if that wasn't enough, he said, again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understandings, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, and if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Does that sound like a man that was in prison? Doesn't sound like one to me. Praise God, he was in prison. He was in a Roman prison. And he was still saying, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. My goodness, we get a hang now. We can't rejoice anymore, can we, Nancy, sometimes? Oh, Lord, why'd you let that happen? Listen to me. I rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. You want to be hippo happy this morning? Praise God. Put your hope and trust where it rightly deserves, where it belongs this morning. That is in Jesus. I'm glad this morning. That's my joy this morning. That's what I'm glad about this morning. That's what I'm happy about this morning. My hope, my gladness, everything is in Jesus Christ this morning. Not in the circumstances. Not in those that come against me and come against all of us. Not totally in them. I'm glad this morning for the joy that I have in Jesus Christ. That's not my joy does not come in my relation. Not only in my relationships this morning. Praise God, you've heard me say that. We've been married 40 years. Praise God, she needs a medal. I understand that. But you know what? Our relationship in Jesus Christ has very little to do with the relationship between me and her. Amen? Yes, it can affect it. Yes, it can. I'm not here to say that it wouldn't. But I'm here this morning to tell you, if you go on relationships only, you will not be a happy individual in your life because relationships fail. Marriages fail. Our kids will let us down. Our family will let us down. Our friends will let us down. Praise God, Jesus said, I will never let you down. That's why. It says in Proverbs 18:24, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. That's good. That's good advice right there. And there is a friend that does what? That sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ sticks closer than anybody that you can get acquainted with. Amen? Any relationships that you've ever been in, hear me this morning. Listen, this is truth. The relationships that we have can fail us, but Jesus Christ will never fail us. Amen. That's why we do not base our whole thing on relationship. Says this in the NIV, one who is unreliable friend soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. a marriage is going wrong. I tell you what, I've seen people in relationships where a marriage is going wrong and it's absolutely destroyed that person's, the other person's life. It's absolutely destroyed them. And you can see how it happened. I've seen people destroyed. I have seen people overcome through the power, through the grace, through the love of Jesus Christ. I have seen it happen both ways. But praise God, we've got to put our trust in Jesus, not in the relationship. Your friends will let you down. They will. Your spouse will let you down from time to time. Amen? Your kids will let you down. But Jesus Christ will never, ever let you down. He's there. Friends, we can spend our whole life, we can spend our whole life searching for happiness. There are people that's their goal. It's nothing to find happiness out of one thing after another, after another, after another. Looking for that one ingredient that will make them happy. Have you ever noticed anybody like that? They turn from one thing to the next because that's what, I'm happy right now, but after a while that gets boring. So I'm going to go to something else. And I want to get happy through that. And I want to go to something else, whatever it may be. Listen to me. You can do that until the time you go out of this life. But I want to tell you something. I found happiness back in October of 1974. And He has never, ever let me down. He has been with me. He has helped me through the trials. He's helped me through the temptations. Praise God this morning. I am hippo happy this morning because I serve that kind of a God. If you're looking to this world for happiness, this world is going to let you down. I'm here to tell you, it's going to do it. My Bible tells me, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? What profit does it do you if you have the biggest house in Jackson County? What profit does it do you if you have the most money in the bank account? What profit does it do you if you have everything that your heart desires, but you lose it at the end because you will not accept Jesus as your Savior? You want to be happy? I've seen, you know, I read this here a while back. They were talking about the people that won the lottery and how the majority of them are unhappy. And you think, well, man, why? How could they be unhappy? They got all that money. It's because that's not what will satisfy them. Amen. Something that will satisfy them is the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at the scripture. If you love your righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of gladness. Praise God. You know what that anointing is? Whenever you get saved and that Spirit of God comes into your life, I'm here to tell you the anointing of gladness, the anointing of oil. Do you know what they used to do in the old times with the oil? What they would do, they'd take olive oil and they would mix it with different scents that were brought in from faraway countries. And that's what they would do. That's what they would anoint with. They would anoint the kings. They'd anoint the priests. And if somebody come to your house, they'd anoint your head as well. And you know what? You had the oil. You had it on you. Praise God. I want to tell you something. There was a time whenever I got on my knees, praise the Lord. And you know what? There was something that come from a far away. You know, Jesus Christ, God said He sent His Son. He sent His Son. He came to come in to anoint and to anoint me with the oil of gladness. And praise God, I'm here to tell you this morning, I have been times in my life, yes, I've let myself get down sometimes, but God has brought me up and showed me that there is something better than being down on your nose and down on your face and being down and out and thinking that no one loves you. I found out God loves me. Amen. I found out, thank God, it didn't come from Sandyville, West Virginia, what I got. You understand that? It didn't come from West Virginia. It didn't come from the United States of America. It come from God's own throne because He sent His Son. Amen? That right there is what counts. That's what counts. He said, would you want to know what gladness really is in life? You want to know what it feels like to be happy whenever the world is closing in around you? Get to know Jesus as your Savior. Get to know Him. It doesn't come from, it ain't no secret, it's right here in the Word. John 6:38 says, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Praise God this morning. That means it was a gift. It was costly, believe you me. God sent the very best. He sent the very best. Pray God, it was called. He'd give His own life. But praise God, you know what? When you look at that cross, my goodness, you should be at least elephant glad here this morning. Amen. We should be. for what he done. Can I tell you something else too? Oil and water don't mix. You know that? Oil and water don't mix. I was talking to a guy the other day He was talking about these the weed eaters and the lawnmowers and the chainsaws that you got to mix oil and water in. He said people will bring these back in, and they'll tell them they don't like this piece of junk. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. He said, you know what they do? They just pour straight gasoline in it. Then they try to start it and run it after a while. Then it ruins it after a while. They bring it back in. They say, this is a piece of junk. I want my money back. You know what they do? They take it in. They pour the gas out of it. They add water to it. And after about 10 minutes, they can see if the oil was put in the gas because it'll float to the top. Amen? I'm here to tell you this morning. I want to tell you, if you're here this morning, and you know what? And you don't feel happy. You don't feel the joy of God in your life. You know what? Are you mixing the oil? Are you mixing water in the oil this morning? Are you doing that? Because you know what happens when you get oil and gasoline of a vehicle? You know what that thing will do? That thing will sputter. That thing will spit. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you don't have the true, pure oil of God, the Spirit of God in your life, if you're trying to mix it with the world, you can't help but have nothing out of that. I'm here to tell you. Because it will not work. It will not work. Praise God this morning. I'm here to tell you that we serve an awesome God. Awesome God. Feel free to use those words. Tell them, impress them with your knowledge. How happy we are to serve a God like that. Praise the Lord. Listen, you know what? It says there, and anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. I'll tell you what, when you got the gladness of God in your heart, everybody will know it. They'll know it. There will be no doubt in their minds, Nancy. Will there? There will be no. My Bible tells me that your spirit will bear witness with my spirit. Amen? We will. That's what it tells me. That's not judging. That's just what the Word of God says. And I pray this morning that if you know what? If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, they're going to come down and get a song. I want to come down and get a song if they don't care. If you do not know Him as your personal Savior, this altar is open. There's people here that will come and pray with you. And I want to tell you something. You can be hippo happy this morning. You can be that way for that kind of a God that we serve. Amen. Let's have a song this morning.